Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is Lesson 2. Let's learn our history together. Christopher Columbus made many voyages. He was a brave sailor. Columbus also read lots of books and was a thinker. He not only acted, but he thought and he read a lot. And his reading and thinking led him to the conclusion that the Earth is round, and that by sailing westward across the Atlantic Ocean, the continent of Asia might be reached. Now, Columbus was convinced this was true, and to prove it, he decided to buy ships and make a voyage across the Atlantic. His belief stirred him to act. He wanted to prove his theory. But Columbus was too poor to buy the ships and supplies needed for such a trip, so he went to ask European governments for help. Now, most of these governments thought that Columbus's plans were crazy. They thought he was nuts, so they didn't help him. He spent several long and weary years in urging his request, first with one and then with another government, but to no avail. Nobody would listen to him. Finally, he obtained an interview with a woman named Isabella. She was the queen of Castile and Leon, parts of Spain. She was the wife of Ferdinand, king of Aragon, also a part of Spain. Now, this queen was a very intelligent woman, and she listened to Columbus with kindness and interest. She really wanted to hear what he had to say. He expressed to her in great excitement his views and opinions. Now, you gotta remember, most people in that day believed the Earth was a flat surface, and when you came to the edge of it, it would be surrounded by walls of earth or thick clouds or something like that. So if you sailed in that direction, one day you'd eventually hit the wall. Ouch! Well, Columbus tried to prove to the smart queen that the Earth was a globe or a sphere, that it was round, and that India, the western portion of Asia, could therefore be reached by sailing in a westerly direction. Now, Columbus told the queen, in order to prove what he said, that pieces of wood, strangely carved, had been picked up by sailors upon the eastern borders of the Atlantic, that trees torn up by the roots had been driven by the current upon the Azores or Western Islands. And he also told her that the bodies of two men, who looked totally different than those of any known race, had been washed upon these islands. And these were proofs to Columbus that you can reach Asia by sailing due west. And as we said, Columbus believed what he was speaking, and he told his story with enthusiasm to Isabella, and she listened with attention. She was almost persuaded, but her advisors interfered and convinced her not to help Columbus, so she refused to help Columbus. Columbus was greatly discouraged, all his hard work, and he had nothing to show for it. He was at the point of giving up on Spain in despair when all of a sudden, one day, messengers came to tell him that Isabella had changed her mind and would help him. Isabella was now excited about this trip. She told Columbus that she would supply him with whatever he needed. She even said that she would sell her own jewelry, if need be, to give Columbus the things he needed for the journey. That was great news for the poor, weary, and almost heartbroken Columbus. This is Dan. That's all we have time for now. Thanks for listening. I can't wait to talk to you next time. And remember this, be good.